Welcome back to the second hour of the broadcast. I'm Chris Turner, filling in for John Stadmiller. Once again, next Monday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting, I shall return to Republic Broadcasting. American Exposé returns 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, and also 9.975 shortwave, 9.975. Privileged to be on the network. And what can I say? It's just, you know, God's in charge. So President Johnson lied about the Gulf of Tonkin to send our troops off to fight in Vietnam, another Korea. There were no torpedoes in the water in the Gulf. Lyndon Baines Johnson took advantage of an inexperienced sonar man's report to goad Congress into escalating the Vietnam War. And here's what I see. Traveling wall touches emotions of its visitors. Many wept Friday as they found names of friends and loved ones on the mirrored black granite face of the Dignity Memorial Vietnam War experience, wall experience, excuse me. The three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington is on display 24 hours a day through Sunday at Sunny Lane Funeral Home and Cemetery, and that's 4000 Southeast 29th in Del City, and admission is free. Well, it better be. The wall is 240 feet long and includes the names of more than 58,000 American servicemen and women who died in Vietnam. The names of 988 Oklahomans and 8 Del City residents are inscribed on the wall. So, listeners, it is a tragedy that can never be forgotten. And what do? They build a wall with all the names on it so we can grieve. I think about Vietnam, and the first thing that comes to my mind anymore is Robert Russell Garwood, Bobby Garwood. This individual was taken, and bear with me, listeners, please. This individual was taken as a prisoner of war in 1965. He was mistaken as an officer because he did not have a rifle. He was driving a Jeep with high-tech military communications equipment, took you right to the White House. He had only a sidearm on. He was 10 days away from his furlough to be married back in America. He was sent on a trip to pick up a certain lieutenant to be shipped off back to the States. That lieutenant had already found a ride somewhere else. So Bobby Garwood was in China Lake, I believe it was called, and he was a sitting duck. He was taken prisoner for 14 years. 14 years he was a prisoner of war, given all the brutal treatments, defecated upon in a hole, his toenails pulled out by a certain individual that likes to sue people for what happened. Spite House is on our website. The direction to get Spite House, the harrowing story of Bobby Garwood, the true American hero to come back to America to say there are more POWs left behind in Vietnam. And he was silenced and court-martialed. Sad, sick scenario. We'll be back with your calls. Mike in Texas next. Stay with us.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadmiller.
And I'm Chris Gerner, filling in for John, who will return tomorrow. And I will return on Wednesday to bring Hansa Molina back. And Thursday, John Charles Ainsworth, I believe. Tiger, Truth in Government, Everyone's Responsible. And that'll be Thursday. Mike in Texas is the next listener. Welcome to the broadcast, Mike.
Hey, Chris. Glad to hear you join the team. And awesome to hear Mr. Stadmiller. And heartbreaking to hear Walt break up a little bit. To hear a hero like that, real tough.
Very
I've been
tragic.
At the memorial when I was 12 years old or so. And I don't think I could go back. I didn't know what I know now, of course, and I don't think I could go back. And about the paintball deal, I agree with Walt as well. There's certainly some indoctrination, but I also think it's a means of satiating the hunter in us, and get people used to paintball instead of a 1911.
Oh well, you know, honestly, when the colleges and universities offer it as a curriculum sport, there's got to be an ulterior motive here, and I'm sure it's to be indoctrinated into the military.
Well, yeah. When you brought this up, you know, I looked it up, and they've been holding nationwide championships for 6 years in paintball.
At the university level?
Yes, sir.
Well, isn't that odd that we didn't know about that, huh?
6 years, yeah. And, you know, another thing.
Maybe that's why we have so many people in the military now.
I don't know. You know, the video games kind of glorify it, and paintball glorifies it to some degree, but I think to another degree, it might dissuade people from picking up something that's real. And when the UN troops start, you know, coming down the street, you know, grab your paintball gun, I guess. Another thing to remember is that a year ago, oil prices were at $38 a barrel. 1 year ago, they were at $38.
Now they're up to over 60.
That's right. And the overhead has not changed. It costs the same to pull it out of the ground wherever it is.
Yeah, and the refineries aren't churning like they should.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Sad. It's tough. You know, when I go and meet with my folks and family, they sit around and talk about who's better, Hannity, Blow Riley, or Imus. And it makes me sick. But I sit there and just keep my mouth closed, really.
It's better to keep the waters calm in the family.
Well, you know, they all know my position, and they know I'm grinding in my shoes, sitting there. And if they want the truth, they know they can ask. Otherwise, I just sit there and shake my head.
I understand. I understand.
But anyway, like I said, great to hear that you're joining. I didn't know of you until a few weeks ago. And I tell you what, it's real nice to hear John. And Walt, God bless you, and God bless everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We have time to take your calls. Lots of information, but your calls are important, too. And what do I have but Tim in Texas?
What do you say, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much. Likewise.
Yes.
First thing I'd like to say is to Walt is welcome home and thank you very, very much for your service to our once great country.
Right.
Second, I would like to say thank you very much to John and Sandra for all that they have gone through putting this tremendous network together.
Yeah, amen. What a work.
It's just a night and day thing for them, and they're just dear people, and God bless them.
Amen.
And since you've tracked the military training back to the college level, I have documentation tracing it back to the high school level now.
Makes sense.
Were you in the Boy Scouts?
Actually, I wasn't.
But you knew guys who were in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah, I knew everybody that's in the Boy Scouts. I almost joined, but I felt too individualistic to join.
Did you ever hear of the Explorers?
Yes.
Now, the Explorers, I have it here in the Smithville Times newspaper, a little bitty newspaper, just a real small town outside of Austin, one of my little local newspapers. It's a story called Gunning for Washington. Local explorer earns trip to training conference hosted by DEA. They have a picture of this teenage girl. She is 16 years old, handcuffing she obviously has a law enforcement official up against the wall. She's handcuffing him, showing this training. And it calls her commander. I'm not going to give her first name, but Commander Page's training in how to stop troublemaking. It says that work paid off when Page was selected as one of 30 students nationwide to attend the National Drug Enforcement Academy Explorer Training Conference in D.C. Quote, I am really excited to meet the chief of the CID, the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command, end quote, said Page. So there it is. We have it all the way back to, we have it now traced down to the high school. And I don't know if, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I saw an ad in the other local little newspaper about young explorers. And so that would take it into the middle school or junior high school level.
I see. Well, I think you're nailing it on the head there, friend.
Well, you know, it needs to be done. And I would really like to ask all the listeners, especially after hearing John come on a few minutes ago and hearing the news about the bird, listeners, the time is now to donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please, if you can send any money into John and Sandra at this time, it is greatly needed. John having this wreck is just is turned everything topsy turvy, and he's trying to do all this stuff, and he's gotten you over here to do some good, and I really think it's going to make a big difference.
Those damn motorcycles.
Yeah, they'll get us all, won't they?
Those damn motorcycles.
Now all three of us have biker scars, and so we all three will suffer for the rest of our lives from biker scars.
And, yeah, you age rather quickly when you crash.
Yeah, you do. I'm 52, any doctor that I go to will tell you my body is 85.
Or 82.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not count the eggs before they hatch. Come on, 82.
And
yeah, it's not a matter of if, but when.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, John will probably be like Clay and not ride with a helmet again.
Well, just like I do.
Just like you do.
Yeah, I love my ball cap. I couldn't ride without my Harley ball cap.
You sick person. Yeah, well, I understand to
Let's
a certain extent.
Can I go a little bit of different direction for just a second?
Sure.
I would like the listeners, especially even Mike. Mike said he was from Texas. I don't know what part of Texas he's from, but in this implementing of this Agenda 21 and this this Supreme Court decision on the land property decision, this all ties in with Agenda 21.
And eminent domain.
Yeah, you know, and this is how they're going to take properties. Well, you have these little groups, these little local groups. They're the little greenie groups, is what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have in Central Texas a five county area, and this five county for which I live in area is the implementation group for Agenda 21 is called Envision Central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to envisioncentraltexas.org. And visit that website. That is the five county area group for the implementation of Agenda 21.
Hmm. Do they have a home base?
Yes, it's in Austin on I-35.
Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, huh?
Yes.
And, that's sick. That is really sick.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. You just go right ahead. Continue.
Yeah,
just good. Continue. Go
okay.
on, continue.
And
how about the Trans-Texas Corridor? Where does that come from?
Well, that's
the International Highway.
You can look on American
Corridor.
Exposé. Yeah, you can look in American Exposé.
I've heard of
that.
Go
to page 2, and on there it says NAFTA Corridors.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Christian conservative governor down here that's on the television telling people that they need this Trans-Texas Corridor. And all it is the NAFTA corridors.
It's nasty. It's going to be 10 miles wide, listeners. 10 miles wide. The highway is going to be a quarter of a mile wide. Three different railroad lines. One's going to be a high-speed rail going 200 miles an hour. One's going to be a freight for human. One's going to be a freight for cargo. Then they're going to have a highway system. They're going to have a truck system. They're going to have utilities going up and down this. And it's going to be throughout the country, north and south, east and west. And ultimately, it's going to be 10 miles wide because of the buffer zones and Rewilding America and the Biodiversity Treaty. All this is going to be intermingled into this. And what are they doing? But moving people to sustainable communities through fire, floods, tsunamis. Did you know that there was a tsunami bomb built in 1944? Well, Tim?
You know what? And the bad thing is, I live out in the country right now. So do you.
Yeah.
However, I have a north-south Trans-Texas corridor to 20 miles to the west of me, and I have one 19 miles to the south of me.
Thanks for your call, my friend.
God bless you, and John and Sandra, and take care, my friend.
There you go. Tim in Texas, we'll be back. Listeners, stay with us. Boy, it's a fast hour and a half, let me tell you. We're back. This is Chris Gerner filling in for John Stadtmiller, who will return tomorrow. I will be back Wednesday with Hansa Molina, hopefully, and John Ainsworth on Thursday, and then John will take it again on Friday. I will be back Monday at 2 p.m. Central to 4 p.m. Central on this network, Republic Broadcasting. And once again, the shortwave, 9.975. Before we take Mike, here we see a little bit of information that Dennis the Menace put together, and he's down for a week with his computer. Dennis is one of the partners to the website, AmericanExpose.com. But it's the Association for Sustainable Human Development. That's Sustainable Human Development. And this is from Armenia. And what do they say? The mission statement is propagandize and spread the main ideas, principles, and values system of sustainable human development concept, world experience, as well as the activities of UN structures in this sphere to assist in elaboration and putting into practice the concept and program of sustainable development in Armenia. But there you have the key words. Propagandize and spread the main ideas, principles, and values system of sustainable human development concept. Propagandize. Propaganda, people. Propaganda. That's what Agenda 21 is. Propaganda. And 13 years into implementation, it took me a long time to figure it out. Shame on me. Mike in Maryland, welcome to the broadcast.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Hello.
Just calling in some comments about the paintball.
Yes.
I played paintball growing up. We played woods ball a lot. And the way that, you know, we played the military fashion, you know, with the ghillie suits and stuff. But I also saw after some people played the paintball and were shot with them, they totally got out of the sport because, I mean, it also hurts too. So I don't know if it'll work to an advantage or a disadvantage by teaching it in the college and universities.
Well, what it will do is weed out the weak from the strong. The strong they'll take, the weak will, you know, let them go about their life.
Right.
You know, and you know, the weak can be utilized in the military for other purposes besides shooting and killing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there takes a whole structure to feed a military. And to equip a military. So there's lots of positions for individuals, and depending on how they are graded in their paintball behavior in college, might be directed towards their future employment in the military and what their position will be in the future.
I mean, it's like saying I played for a while, and I tried the military, and I went to the military, and just, it gave me no satisfaction in being in there, and I got out of the military.
Yeah.
But the paintball definitely will help to persuade you in that, you know, it's the adrenaline rush of playing the game and thinking that, you know, you could go pursue a career in the armed services, but this wasn't for me, I guess. But
well,
I see how it works to their advantage.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
Anything else, Mike?
No, sir, that's all I have.
I appreciate your call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time. Okay, the number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, Pee-wee in Florida, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've never called into a radio show before, but I figure it's about time.
Wonderful.
Well, let's talk about, right away, just real quickly.
Yes.
The gentleman who called in who was a Vietnam pilot.
Yes.
I have in my possession patches from Vietnam where the UN flag is the most prominently displayed flag on the patch.
Really?
And they also have the South Korean, American, ANZAC, and several other flags on them.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. So, you know, when our bombing runs were already known to the enemy, when our special operations forces were ambushed upon landing, that goes right back to New York.
Yeah, well, that's a very important statement
America
you made
didn't
here.
America lose the Vietnam War. The United Nations preempted the Vietnam War.
Well stated. Yeah, yeah.
Being fought successfully, it was all in the plan. That being said, let's talk about the paintball kids.
Yes.
To begin with, I have nothing but contempt for today's college kids. And I have a good reason for saying that because I'm in contact with them quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
They're to me, 99 out of 1,000 are complete morons. Here's what they're doing. They're bringing in paintball, okay?
Yes.
Because these guys, when they get out of school, they're not going to the Army. Nobody wants to go to the Army. They're not going to talk them into going to the Army just because they play paintball, okay?
All right.
This is going to be our new MTV Gestapo block wardens. They're going to integrate certain social activities with this paintball. This is going to be slowly but surely, incrementally, they're going to integrate the block warden mentality for people who are real good at this. Look, we want you to put a team together, and you get this block and that block.
Mm.
When we come in to confiscate guns, we want you to tell us who has them, and you can help us. It's a version of the old Phoenix program.
Listen, your insights are very good. Why don't we hold you over and let you continue?
Oh, I've got something for you you won't believe.
Okay, let's do this. We'll continue with you. And once again, you're Pee-wee?
And I've got answers, not complaints.
Okay, we'll be right back to continue in your calls. 800-313-9443. That's the number. Lots of information out there, but I'd like to hear from you today. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. And certainly this is a first-time caller, Pee-wee in Florida. You disclosed the facts that you have patches from Vietnam that have U.N. flags on them.
Prominently displayed in the center of all the other flags.
Did that bother you at the time?
Oh, you bet. As soon as I saw him, I said, oh, of course, look at this, ha, ha, ha.
How about your other soldier friends?
Oh, anytime they see him, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, I believe it, yep.
And so you were there.
Very few of them have ever seen anything like this.
And so having known what you knew, it kind of took the wind out of your sails to be there, didn't it?
No, sir, I wasn't there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I wasn't there, but I did acquire the patches.
I see. Uh-huh.
And they're on a jacket from an aircraft carrier.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the tour dates on the jacket, all the patches from the Kitty Hawk. And oh, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they are very well done patches. And the UN flag has prominent front and center display.
Okay.
So that was a UN war.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. And that's just one little drop of real good proof that shows that, hey, these guys weren't wearing these on the flight deck with the captain and all the other officers looking at this and not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that stuff doesn't wash.
Well, the CETO agreement, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, was engineered by the UN system.
Well, absolutely. And if I'm not wrong, I think that might even be on these patches.
Yeah, I'll bet you it is.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know
CETO.
It's the Tonkin Gulf Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, to recap, I absolutely believe that they will be injecting social conditioning into this paintball curriculum, and they will weed out, like you said, the strong from the weak,
mm-hmm.
and tell you, look, you are going to be our new socialist block wardens. When you go home, we're going to have work for you to do. At least that's not enough to entice someone into the military. Most of the kids are against it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now for some answers. Things that that the people in this country could do that I believe would work. It's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to be dangerous. But I think we either hang together or we hang separately.
Correct.
First and foremost, People need to be aware of the written citizen's arrest warrant that can be served on any citizen in the United States by any other citizen. We need to get a group of well-heeled people that believe in the patriotic cause and go to Washington and start serving warrants.
Yeah.
Come what may. Hey. If it doesn't work out, tough. But at least we did it.
You got a whole army on Harleys.
Hey, we need to bring written citizens' arrest warrants for a majority of the people in our government.
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, we need a federal Sunshine Act where all records are open. Nothing is blacked out except for military hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
The third thing we need, everyone from the grade school janitor to the president has to sign a form that says they have never and do not now belong to any secret society. Penalty, 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good.
Then you'll see this mass exodus from the CIA, the Fed, the FBI, then we serve citizens' arrest warrants on those people.
Mm-hmm.
Then we dump all treaties, every single one. If we want to reconsider them, we do that later.
Well, that's a positive direction.
Well, next, we withdraw all troops and secure the borders.
Yes.
Then, and this one's a toughie, the corporate structure will now become illegal. No more corporations. Sole proprietorship. That means cities and townships, too. You want to be the mayor of your town? Good. You're responsible, Bubba.
Yeah, and certainly
not
that...
Not your corporation.
That starts with the United States.
It sure does. Okay?
Yeah.
Then we're going to have a Secrets Revealed Act, which will reveal every single government secret to the American public and the rest of the world, except for military hardware.
Mm-hmm.
We take over the UN building, and we serve citizens' arrest warrants on Rockefeller, Chernoff, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Kissinger, and the rest of that ilk.
Henry Kissinger needs truth serum to be disclosed to the people of the world.
Well, that'll come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be a trial, and there's going to be interrogations, you know, just the kind that they like. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's just the beginning. But if you do these things, these seven or eight things right now, that would throw them in such a tailspin. Now, I know it sounds very plain and simple. Of course it isn't. Probably the most simple thing is the written citizen's arrest warrant, and we've got to get a bill passed somehow that you cannot work for the government if you have ever belonged to a secret society, or if you belong to a secret society, and you sign it. Here, sign here. 20 years if you're lying. Okay?
Yeah.
You watch our government disintegrate, because all the Masons will head for the woods. All of a sudden, all their power will be nothing.
And that's a good pregnant thought.
Very good.
Yeah.
I know that all these things need to be refined and redefined and really thought out, but it's the seed of the idea that I hope your listeners will grab a hold of some of these things and say, hey, this could work if we did this, this, and this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the first time you've called the show?
First time I've ever called any radio show.
Wow.
I'm not a big caller. I don't like to get on there.
I'm honored to have you call in.
Well, sir, I feel I'm the only one that I've listened to in the past couple of years that called in with any answers.
Yeah. Well, it's worthy of getting down on paper if there's a way to do that and organize it on paper so we can disclose it on the airwaves in a positive direction.
Well, there's enough people that listen to this international broadcast that are much more highly refined than I am and a lot better educated that could take the basic seeds of what I've laid down here and expound on it and refine it to where it could definitely be possible. And I encourage any of your listeners who think that they could do that to do that. To begin with, we need the written citizen's arrest warrant. We need the Federal Sunshine Act. We need the No Secret Society Act. We need to abolish the CIA, the Fed, the FBI, and serve citizens' arrest warrants on them. We need to dump all treaties. We need to withdraw all troops and secure the borders. All corporations must be illegal. There's no way around it. Corporations in the United States must be illegal. And we have to have the Secrets Revealed Act to regain the trust of the American people.
Fabulous. I hope you guys are going to be listening in on next Monday when I'm on earlier.
Yeah. I listen, you know, when I can. And
I hope you'll be there.
I've never heard you before. I've heard John, of course, Alex, and all the other good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I haven't heard is people calling in with definite ideas that they believe are answers to some of these problems.
Yeah. Well, you've laid the groundwork. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We missed Walt and Pee-wee. Walt, come on back, and Pee-wee, call back in. Walt, come on back in. Hello,
yeah.
Walt.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. I know this is highly irregular. I really wish you had kept him. I wanted to discuss those patches with him.
Pee-wee, call back in.
Because the reason of my concern is I was aboard the USS Coral Sea, and the Kitty Hawk was in our Task Force 15, and we had a crash on the deck of the Coral Sea one time, and we were diverted to the Kitty Hawk. And none of the patches that I have even have a U.S. or a U.N. flag on them.
Uh-huh.
And so perhaps I've seen them, but again, you know, I am amazed because, I mean, I'm sure I would have picked up on it, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, that was it. That was, in Task Force 15, the Kitty Hawk was.
Uh-huh.
Was CV 59, or 63, CV 63. And, yeah, that's where my concern came in.
I see. Well, apparently he hasn't called back, so.
Well, that's fine. I just, you know, in other words, none of the patches that I have.
Why don't you leave your number with the board operator, and if Pee-wee calls back in, you can connect off the air. And
that'll be fine. Yeah, I think John has my number at home. John Statmiller, I think, has it. I'll leave it with him, though.
Okay.
That's not a problem because I've misplaced it.
Now, look, we've got Pee-wee back. Pee-wee, are you back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Walt has a question for you. Go ahead, Walt.
Yeah, Pee-wee, you say those are from the USS Kitty Hawk?
Yes, sir, they are.
What years?
I'm looking at it right now, looking at the flight jacket. Oh, geez, I've got Far East Cruise Carrier Task Force 77, West Pac, 1970-71. Okay.
70-71?
Yeah, 70 and 71. I've got the Far East Cruise patch with the American flag, Japanese flag, Vietnamese flag, Australian flag, and I believe Anzac. And top center of that is the UN flag.
Huh.
On the other one, I've got the Tonkin Gulf Yacht Club patch. Yep. And, of course, in the center of that is the American flag, but just to its right is the U.N. flag.
You know, that's amazing. That must have been patches that somebody...
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're in-country-made patches.
Pardon me?
They're in-country-made patches, but at the same time... They're right next to the Westpac 1969 Kitty Hawk patch. I mean, this guy wore this on deck. This is a deck jacket. He wore this. He's got a lot of use on it. Patches too. And of course, he's got 69 and 70 and 71 Kitty Hawk CVW 11.
Maybe what we can do is have you guys connect off the air and
yeah,
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 we don't need, take up the time on the air.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. It's just an interesting anecdote because many people do believe that that war was totally controlled by the United Nations, and sometimes down on these little levels, something slips through.
Why don't you stay on the line and connect up with your phone numbers and discuss this off the air and connect up later, and we can talk about this next week.
That'd be fine, sir.
Hey,
wonderful.
That'll be great.
It's my pleasure.
God bless. You guys have a good one.
Okay, and you two both hang on there and exchange phone numbers. Okay, let's move along as we're running out of time. And as I see here, we've got this mess with this integration plan of U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It's on our website, and certainly I've got to get my 2 cents worth in here today. It's just amazing, this North American agreement, and it's on, under the guise of NAFTA. And then we see here in the paper, Saturday's edition of the Oklahoman, and I just sort of subscribe to the paper because not everybody does the Internet. And so that's why I keep going to the paper. And we see here, governors vow to help Mexico secure border. Well, the point is, do the governors know about Border 21, the international zone between Mexico and the U.S., where 62.5 miles on both sides, and by executive order, it was extended to 150 miles on this side of the border. They had Border Region 21, Border 21, now it's called Border 2012, according to Darren Weeks' research, my webmaster. My number one webmaster. So here we see governors vow to help Mexico secure border. And I haven't gotten into this, but I will save it. I will get into it as I can, maybe Wednesday, with Hansa. But I will keep this and see. And here we also see President stumps for embattled CAFTA. And underneath that I see here Walmart to enter Shanghai. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, plans to open its first store in China's biggest city, Shanghai, at the end of July, the company said Friday. This is dated Saturday, July 16th as well. So much information going on. Jamaica braces for Hurricane Emily. And keep in mind, in the website, AmericanExpose.com, in the weather modification section, you'll learn about the fact that a tsunami bomb was developed in 1944 during the Second World War, that was going to create more devastation than the atomic bomb. So go figure. And Bill Clinton's in charge of some tsunami relief now, where they're building sustainable communities and no coastal building. Everything's connecting up to all these dots, very obviously, in my eyes, in my thoughts. John in Florida, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, hello there, Chris.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Since there's so many Johns, I've been using the moniker Panhandle.
Okay.
And I haven't heard the programming for better than a week because Dennis the Menace, the hurricane, blew through the panhandle.
Yes.
And second time, we've been without electricity for about a week.
Sorry to hear that.
I've been the first time, and I have to rely on a micro-broadcaster at 103.7 on the FM dial to catch your fine programming.
Uh-huh.
So you're taking over a slot, I guess, that Robbie Noel occupied with your program.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I know from talking to Paul that Robbie's moving on. He was a pretty good guy, I thought. Anyway,
yeah, fine.
You know, why I called is the program seems to have been a bit eclectic here, moving all around, and I just want to bring up a few things. I was born in the latter days of the European theater of war, Second World War, winding down when Hitler was thinking about, doing himself in.
Uh-huh.
So not too long ago, I rounded my 60th birthday, and didn't serve with my peers in Vietnam, but spent a few years in the military, and must say that I have seen stuff pertaining to the Korean War. And of course, I was too young at that time to serve, but
yes.
I've seen banners and other insignia that also displayed the UN flag, and that is more acknowledged as having been a UN action, a police action, than what I think Pee Wee was saying about the
Well, they have UN troops on the border now. Right now, there's a UN contingent in Korea right now.
Yeah, on the 38th parallel.
That's correct.
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's nothing new that the UN has been controlling all of our military affairs, and it wouldn't surprise me that they're not doing what they've been doing right on through the Balkans under Clinton and with his imperialness, George W. here,
Right on, John.
Anyway, I just want to say something. You're talking about grooming people for military, okay? I became aware, okay?
Hold on. We're out of time. Hang on. We'll take you for about 30 seconds upon our return. We have two more callers. I'd like to get them in. Stay with us. Okay, as we wrap up the National Intel Report, Chris Kerner filling in for John Stadmiller. Certainly I'll be back Wednesday and Thursday. John will be back tomorrow. I start next Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Central, and that will be here and at 9975 WWCR. Listen, John, 30 seconds. Give me your wrap-up,
okay,
my friend.
I was in Boy Scouts collecting merit badges until I discovered girls long ago. I never became an explorer.
That's your problem.
Okay. I was aware that the explorers existed in scouting. And a few years ago, before 9/11, I became aware that the Florida Sheriff's Department have a law enforcement cadet program called the Explorer.
Yes.
So I think there's a bit of confusion maybe with some people. I just want to pass that on, that they have this own Explorer law enforcement thing, which I never knew existed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's all.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. Lewis in Washington, we've got about a minute and a half, Lewis. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to the other guy's statement about solutions.
Okay.
And I think he had a lot of good ideas, but to get those things started, I got some solutions that are at the root of the problem that I think will take care of a lot of people's problems.
Uh-huh.
Number one is all the laws have been set aside, okay? All the constitutions have been suspended pursuant to the fifth article of the Reconstruction Act and replaced with phony constitutions, or what I call, or even John Ainsworth called corporate charter constitutions. And those things have been made a mere statute placed on our state statute books. That's now called the general law or general statute, which is now superseded by court rules.
Yeah.
Who promulgates the court rules? The Supreme Courts of every single state.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think, wow, when did we give authority to the Supreme Courts of the states to pass law that would supersede statutes passed by a legislature?
And that's why I keep saying jail is the answer.
Yes, well, the thing is, we never gave that authority to the judges. And what I've discovered is that they're not superseding statutes that were passed by a legislature.
Uh-huh.
The current statutes that are printed by Westlaw Publishing or Lexis Publishing were never passed by a legislature.
Okay.
There's a sleight of hand going on.
Now, here's the point, Lewis. You're getting into a big can of worms, and you need to call in on Thursday, and I hope you do, because we're just flat out of time, and I need to take Sam. But keep your thoughts in place.
You know, real quick, could I get your email address so I could send you some information?
Go to my website, AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K, not a C. Expose.
Oh.
EXPOSE.com, AmericanExpose.com.
Expose.com.
Yeah.
What was your name again?
My name's Chris Derner.
Chris Derner. You're the replacement speaker for John Stadmiller.
Well, yeah, for now, and I'll be on next week, right?
Okay.
2 o'clock
Central.
I'd like
to talk to you about getting on to you with a full 2-hour show.
Okay.
I'm going to be teaching seminars in the next few months in Texas, and I'd like to get some exposure out there.
All right. Very good, Lewis. Call in Thursday.
I'll send you an email.
Okay. Thank you. Give me your phone number. Okay, Sam in West Virginia, welcome to the broadcast, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Very good.
Hey, I've been to your website. It's an excellent website.
Thank you.
Hey, back to what Pee was talking about, getting some of this stuff done.
Right.
As far as organizing, we've already started that. People just need to expand on it.
Okay.
It's called the Minuteman Project.
Uh-huh.
And I know here where I'm at, West Virginia, there is talk of creating a chapter of the Minuteman Project. We need to do this in all 50 states.
Okay.
And then get our platform set up and act upon it.
Sounds good. Maybe you can call in tomorrow when John's on the air.
All right.
All right, Sam. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate your thoughts. Wow, what a fast 2 hours. And I enjoyed talking to you all. Lots of information bypassed, but we have time for it. And you're doing your own research, aren't you, listeners? Okay, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Look forward to John tomorrow, and good afternoon. And more things.